extremist who supported Trump arrested for explosives, allegedly wanted to attack Gavin Newsom. By Joel B. Polak on January 27, 2021. Ian Benjamin Rogers, 43, an alleged Trump-supporting extremist in California, was charged Tuesday on a federal charge of possessing a destructive explosive device and is alleged to have been targeting Governor Gavin Newsom for attack. The criminal complaint states, on January 15, 2021, the Napa County Sheriff's Office, the Napa Special Investigations Bureau, and the FBI executed a state search warrant at Ian Rogers's home and business in Napa County. Officers found a large gun safe at Rogers's business. Inside the safe, officers recovered several guns and 5 pipe bombs. They also identified other materials that could be used to manufacture destructive devices, including black powder, pipes, end caps, and manuals, including the Anarchist Cookbook, U.S. Army Improvised Munitions Handbook, and Homemade C4, A Recipe for Survival. In a post-arrest interview, Rogers admitted that he had built the pipe bombs, but said that they were for entertainment purposes only. Further, text messages recovered from Rogers's phone indicate his belief that Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election, and his intent to attack Democrats and places associated with Democrats in an effort to ensure Trump remained in office. For example, in a message that I believe Rogers sent on January 10, 2021, too, he said, "We can attack Twitter or the Democrats you pick, and I think we can attack either easily." When the other person responded, and let's go after Soros," Rogers said, "We can attack Twitter and Democrats easy right now, burn their shit down." Whereas targeting Soros, which I believe is a reference to George Soros, would require a road trip. The next day, Rogers sent another message to the same person. "I want to blow up a Democrat building bad. The Democrats need to pay," he added. "Let's see what happens. If nothing does, I'm going to war Democrats, Twitter, etc. I hope 45 goes to war. If he doesn't, I will. Based on my training and experience and my discussions with other agents with experience in domestic terrorism investigations, I believe that these latter messages indicate Rogers's belief that Trump, 45, actually won the presidential election and should go to war to ensure he remained in power. I further believe that the messages evince Rogers's intent to engage in acts of violence himself locally if there was not an organized war to prevent Joe Biden from assuming the presidency. 12. Rogers added, "Let's see what happens, then we act." But followed it up with, "I'm thinking SAC office first target, then maybe bird and face offices." I believe that when Rogers said, "SAC office first target," he meant that their first target should be the offices of California Governor Gavin Newsom in Sacramento. I further believe that when Rogers said that the bird and face offices would be next, he meant the offices of Twitter, Bird, and Facebook. Face, because both social media platforms had locked Trump's accounts to prevent him from sending messages on those platforms. "Sad it's come to this, but I'm not going down without a fight. These commies need to be told what's up," he said. Rogers also allegedly possessed white supremacist propaganda and sported a 3% bumper sticker on his car, suggesting sympathy with, or links to, a movement of anti-government militants. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is How Not to Be a SH. The Old Country, Lessons from South Africa. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.